Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. The Mishnah picks up where the previous left off. We have more shitas. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that you have this window of 3 days prior to the holiday plus the holiday itself, so a 4-day window. Here, Rabbi Yishmael Amer Shloshi Yamim Lifnein uShlosh Yam LaAcharein Aser. The restrictions for the previous Mishnah about doing business and borrowing and lending with a idolater is not just for a total of 4 days, according to the Tanna Kamma, the previous Mishnah, but rather, according to Bishmol, a total of 7 days, 3 days before, 3 days after, and the day itself. That's forbidden. The reason being because the holiday drags on a little bit, and he'll ascribe what happened the days after the holiday to the holiday itself, and he'll end up praising his idol then. V'chacham romim lifnei edehen asar, la'achar edehen mutar. The Chum disagree. They say, no, the restrictions only apply prior to and during the holiday, but after the holiday, it's not the case. I mean, after the holiday, we're not worried about him retroactively ascribing, you know, things to the idol and the celebration continuing on past the holiday. It sounds like the Chacham are repeating the sheet of the Tanna Kamma of the previous Mishnah, but they're not, says the Gemara. It's a third opinion, and the difference is that while in the Mishnah Aleph, the Shita was, it's 3 days before, plus the day itself, for a total of 4 days. According to the Chacham of this Mishnah, it would be a total of 3 days, meaning 2 days before, plus the day itself of the holiday. Now, Halach Lamaisa, I'll kind of say it in two levels. First of all, even the Shulchan Aruch says that this would only apply in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it would be much more lenient, and the restriction would just be on the day itself of the holiday. The reason why different explanations are given, first of all, Jews are more dependent on Gentiles back then just for their business outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? If you're doing business in Seattle, your clients are going to be predominantly the non-Jewish population if you're, you know, selling screws. Second of all, there's concern about peaceful relations. If there's this overt delay in doing business for a long time, so then there'll be negative relations and that could endanger the Jewish population. So that's also a separate issue. On top of that, there's a sheet that says that the Gentiles outside of Eretz Yisrael aren't that religious and don't take their religion that seriously as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael or to a land of, you know, religious intensity. And even the idolaters are more serious about the religion here in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the case is, it would only apply on that day. But in any case, really lamaisa, so the Shulchan Aruch says, nowadays people don't take idolatry very seriously, and that's certainly true in like the Western world where most Jews live today. So even if it is their holiday, and even technically it is like some sort of pagan holiday, but like they're not really taking the idol that seriously, they're not praising the idol by name, and therefore, bottom line is today, the practice seems to be, and Shulchan Aruch endorses it even, that these restrictions don't apply anymore at all.